So if you had to pick one of the science projects that you saw this year, which one would be your favorite?
Hands down, my favorite was making glass and jewelry out of the Playa dust. And this was such a great idea because it embodied a real defining character of Burning Man, which is the dust itself. And the way we came to this was my campmates had actually gone around the corner and found these folks out there, leaned over all these lenses, and doing this project where they're taking a pan of crushed up Playa, and you got your welding goggles on, and like if you were ever a kid and you took a magnifying glass and you were burning leaves in the backyard.
Absolutely. Everybody's been there, right?
That's exactly it. That's such an appealing concept, right? You had to get under and you had to get the beam just right, and you would start melting the Playa. And what would happen was there would be these little black beads that started to form out of the Playa dust as you melted it. So this was by far my favorite project.
So you said you're wearing welding goggles.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of lens do they have that you get enough power that you need to be wearing welding goggles? Because I surely wasn't wearing welding goggles when I used a magnifying glass on a leaf in my backyard.
It was a pretty thick lens. It was like a 4x4 lens that was mounted, and it needed to get up to 1,000 degrees. So to protect your eyes, you're not going to look directly at the sun, you're not going to look directly at this beam. So that's why they gave us all the welding goggles. And the guys that came up with this, they really had it all figured out. It was engineer Steve Tucker and Michael Tamburo, and they really had a lot of vision for this.
Our idea is to, come out here and see if we can pioneer some things that are utilizing what's out here. After being here, I really learned, it's all about participation. And I thought, I want to do something where everyone can make art. And I started thinking, what is there a lot of at Burning Man? And it's like, well, there's a lot of sun and there's a lot of dust. And I'm like, what is that dust exactly? My mom keeps asking me, is it safe to breathe that dust? And I'm like, I should figure out what's in this stuff. So the first thing on the list, 43%, is silicon dioxide. So we looked at that and we're like, oh wow, we have sun and we have silicon dioxide. Is there a way we can get up to around 1,000 degrees? Because if we can, then I bet we can turn this into glass. And I wonder what it looks like.
So we are using Fresnel lenses and the heat of the sun, concentrated by the lenses, to fuse the Playa dust into a black glass.
So what do you do with the black glass after you've got little chunks of glass?
So you've got your little black beads. So then once you're done, they had a whole area set up where you could go and you'd pick whatever necklace you want or earrings, and then you would embed them with a little glue, or if you could get a string through it. Some people were really good at this. There were some welders out there and they could make some really intense pieces of glass. And then you would make a little piece of jewelry, and that was your piece of the Playa that you could take home with you from Burning Man.
So is this art? Is this science? Is it kind of high-tech arts and crafts? What is it?
I think it's both. It's definitely a scientific process used to make art, which is, doesn't that happen all the time?
It does. It absolutely does. I mean, how do Steve Tucker and Michael Tamburo see it? Do they see it as they're doing science when they're on the Playa, or is this something different for them?
Well, I asked them exactly that question.
Well, I mean, this project has a science component, and I definitely approach things from a scientific perspective. I mean, that was more of my inspiration for doing this rather than art or jewelry, but I wanted to do it in a way that, people could enjoy and was accessible.
So do you consider yourself a scientist out here on the Playa?
Oh, no, because, we're scientists in real life, so we like to have fun out here.
How does this translate when you go back home and you say, hey, check out this piece of jewelry I made it, out of Playa dust? Does your non-burner science community react to that, or?
Oh, they were definitely interested. I brought some back, and they were telling me, we could do these studies on it to see what ceramics it would be compatible with to glaze, and I've done a little bit of analysis on it at work with an electron microscope and some other scientific instruments to just have my own idea.
Part of them being, scientists is that when they were in developing this project is, like you heard Michael say, his mom wanted to know, hey, what is in this Playa dust? So they did. They broke down every single element so they know exactly what's in it. And so I had him explain it to me.
In that analysis, they essentially burn the dust, just like we're doing here, to fuse it into glass. And what's left over is what's on these tiles here. So you can see we start all the way at the left, what is Playa dust. And the first thing on the list, 43%, is silicon dioxide. When it gets burned, it's a bunch of oxidized metals, right? Yeah. So we start with that silicon dioxide, but then we have aluminum oxide, right? So 12% is aluminum oxide. And on my tile here, you see some ruby red slippers, and that's because that's one of the components of artificial rubies, so man-made rubies, right? So my goal with these tiles was to take these, you know, these compounds that people probably do know and make them something they absolutely know, right? So we have 5% calcium oxide, another rusted metal, right? But that's what they used for limelight, so yeah. And then everyone's favorite, rust, right? So we have some iron oxide, right, 5%, and then potassium oxide. So that's used in fertilizers, 3%. And then we get down to magnesium oxide, like, you know, Phillips milk magnesia. So I put some X-lax up there, you know? And then the next one was really tricky because I was really trying to find something for sodium oxide. And I really couldn't find something that I felt people would relate to. So I thought, well, you know what? There's always some water on that playa. You know, you spill some, maybe it rains like this year. And when you get some H2O on sodium oxide, it becomes sodium hydroxide, which we all know as Drano. So ever have that burning feeling from playa? You know, that's probably part of it.
Oh, so part of if you're having an issue on your skin, it's probably because of that piece of it.
It's mostly because it's very alkaline, very basic, right? It's really high up there on the pH. But yes, you know, there's 2% of Drano in that wet playa. So then we start getting into tiny, tiny fragments. So 0.5 seemed significant enough to list, and that's titanium dioxide. And if you know Bob Ross, he likes to paint those titanium white happy trees. So that's why he's on that tile. And our last one at 0.2%, and there are some compounds that are also around that range, but phosphates, we're familiar with those. There's my box of Cascade, and yeah. So what's the remaining percentage? All the way, you see the tile all the way down past is 26% loss on ignition. That's represented by our sparkle pony. So when you go and you burn that playa, 26% just vaporizes into nothing.
Okay, sparkle pony, what is that?
Sparkle pony is a derogatory term. There are a lot of people that go out to Burning Man and they have the costumes and they're ready to go, but they're not really ready to go. They burn out really quickly, and they're usually a strain on their campmates because, like I said, you're camping in the desert. Usually they haven't brought enough water. They didn't bring enough food. They didn't bring their sunscreen. They didn't bring their mask or their goggles because it is dusty out there, and you have to be prepared to live in this place. So usually a sparkle pony is a person who burns out really quickly because they're not entirely prepared.